How about a little something different on this Friday? Let's take a collective breath. Earlier this year, we spoke with someone who did a thing that most of us do not have the time, energy, or wherewithal to pull off. Bugsy Sailor took a photograph of the sunrise every day for a year. Bugsy lives in Marquette. He's the owner of the Upper Peninsula Supply Company and a sometime photographer. Here's our conversation about his project. Bugsy Sailor, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, what in God's name possessed you to get up so early for an entire year?
Well, that I'm not really sure, but I can tell you the practical story behind it. Years ago, 2013, I started a new tradition to photograph the first sunrise of the new year and take a little road trip along the Great Lakes. So it became every January 1st for 7 years straight. I'd go photograph the first sunrise no matter what the weather was doing. But it turned out I really wouldn't see many sunrises from one January 1st to the next. So it was literally the day before December 31st, 2018. I was like, well, what if I just watch every sunrise of 2019? The idea is simple. But, you know, the execution and commitment is certainly a whole other level.
Well, are you naturally a morning person?
I'm not a morning person. I have not gotten up this consistent, I mean, my entire life. I mean, I think of grade school growing up, you know, or work, but there was always weekends to sleep in, even a little bit. but there wasn't a single day where I could allow myself to do that.
Some of these are absolutely gorgeous, postcard-perfect sunrise photos. And then there were some that just had me cackling with happiness. The January 30th at Picnic Rocks, for example, there is no sun at sunrise. It's just completely fogged in.
Yeah, and that's part of the experience. And you know, the hardest thing is on the website it says, did the sun rise? Yes. Was it visible? No, maybe, yes, certainly, who knows? That's part of the commitment. And I think the more cloudy days you have in a row, the greater the reward is once you have a clear, beautiful orange day.
I was having a hard time choosing a favorite myself. They're just gorgeous winter shots with the sun streaming over the snow and really lavish summer photos where you can practically hear the birds as you look at the sun breaking through dewdrops in the grass. But did you have a favorite of these?
You know, I've been asked that a lot. And honestly, I just have to keep going back to January 1st. And it was such an incredible morning at Whitefish Point along Lake Superior. And if it wasn't such an inspiring morning, I don't know if this project would have ever come to fruition. I think the inspiration from that first morning just stayed within me for such a long time. And I just wanted to return to that. Like, I didn't know how many more sunrises I was going to have to see to get that same amount of joy. But it was something that, you know, I would revisit several times throughout the year.
Just to describe it a little bit, there's a dusting of snow on the beach. And then the sunrise is just exploding like a supernova in oranges and purples and gold. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it almost looks like there's this, I don't know, it's out of this world, you know, like something's taking off or landing on Earth. And yeah, these purples and oranges. And it was a cold, windy morning. It was not pleasant to feel in some degree, but the view was astonishing.
What do you feel like you got out of doing this, seeing it through every single day of 2019?
Yeah, to me, the sunrise is a moment of meditation now, and there's great reward in it in terms of being present and calm and relaxed throughout your day. You know, you can have a beautiful sunrise and still have a terrible day, but it gives you something to look back on that you started the day on the right foot. And I think for most of us, the sunrise is something we experience by happenstance. It's something we see on our commute to work, see it from the kitchen window, but we rarely make the sunrise the destination. And I think there's great reward physically and emotionally when you do that.
So many of us make resolutions in December, and then by March or April rolling around, we've just pretty much given up. Do you have any advice on seeing something like this all the way through?
Yes, and this was a particularly aggressive resolution, but I think what works is my resolution could have easily been, in 2019, I'm going to spend more time outside and take more photos. And if that was my resolution, I don't think I would have lasted 2 months. But the way I set it up, that I'm going to photograph every sunrise, it became a very simple yes or no answer every day. Did I do this or did I not? So the accountability of it was incredibly simple.
I suppose having the accountability of everybody looking at your pictures online didn't hurt either.
Yeah, when you make something public, it's a whole other commitment that you have to keep up with this.
Bugsy, thanks for telling us about the project.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. I hope for anybody who enjoyed it, I will say, if you have one takeaway, I hope you see more sunrises in 2020 than you did in 2019. It only has to be one more and I will be happy.
Bugsy Saylor lives in Marquette. He's the owner of the Upper Peninsula Supply Company. You can see a few of those 2019 sunrises that we were talking to Bugsy about at michiganradio.org.